From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, October 14th. I'm Sarah Reith. The Board of Supervisors began hammering out directions for a new cannabis cultivation ordinance for Phase 3, which they hope to roll out by April of 2021. This is not an amendment of the existing ordinance. It will be a standalone ordinance, which will get its own chapter in the county code, and which, board members hope, will make it easier for the next batch of applicants to align with state regulations. Much of yesterday's discussion revolved around what kind of permit will be required to cultivate in which zones, which is part of the so-called land use approach. The new proposed ordinance, which county staff is supposed to be drafting now, contains several provisions that were hotly contested the first time around. For example, it would be legal to cultivate in rangeland with a major use permit, and cultivators would be allowed to apply for a minor use permit to cultivate above 10,000 square feet in ag land. Currently, that is the maximum allowable size for a grow site. Rural residential parcels smaller than 5 acres would not be permissible sites, and the 2-acre minimum allowable size would be increased to 5 acres, with some flexibility in specific instances. With the vast majority of first phase applicants still waiting to clear the hurdles of the original ordinance, the Mendocino Cannabis Alliance is not in favor of launching Phase 3 until the existing cohort of legal operators has a viable pathway to getting annual state licenses. Hannah Nelson, a longtime cannabis attorney and interim policy chair for the MCA, made her plea to the board.
It's really critical to start looking at these solutions or these problems in context of the solution of treating cannabis as agriculture, and especially given that the hemp pilot program just passed and it is the same plant. We are asking to delay the conversation of Phase 3 just a short bit till we get more information. We're not asking to delay or prohibit Phase 3. Rather, we're just saying, hey, we've got to look at this comprehensively. Piecemeal ordinance passages did not work in the past, and there's no reason to think that it would work going forward. Also, to address the statutory reference regarding the additional CEQA requirements that would be exempted if a discretionary review process were engaged
30
in.
30 seconds.
There's a simple method to simply amend the current ordinance to reopen Phase 1, repeal Phase 3, and then do a new ordinance for Phase 3 that addresses any and all of the issues for new cultivation, expanded cultivation, and or if it has to deal with the legacy people who did not get in.
And while Flo Canna and Henry's original reps called in to urge the board to allow expanding maximum allowable growth sites, Corinne Powell, a regular at the cannabis meetings, told the board she doesn't think that's a great idea.
I agree with Hannah, and I agree with the MCA's suggestions that we delay a little while until we have resolved what Fish and Wildlife and CDFA will do to help ameliorate the problem of the initial applicants. I'm also concerned about the concept of expansion, and only 2 or 3 of all the comments received on this item wanted expansion. The great majority of the community and of your constituents do not want us to go into Phase 3 until we have resolved Phases 1 and 2. If, for example, Flo Canna and or Henry's uses their land and cultivates at an expanded level, they own that crop. They own manufacturing and they own distribution. There will be no sales tax collected on those expanded cultivations. They own it already. There is no opportunity for a gross receipts calculation.
The Covelo Cannabis Advocacy Group recommended expansion of up to 22,000 square feet of cultivation on all zoning types allowed in Phase 1, but only for outdoor grows. And Supervisor John McCowan, who pointed out that the cannabis tax regularly exceeds projections, thinks that all small is not the way to go.
We will always have small cultivators who will have a craft product. They'll find a niche in the market. But Mendocino County will not be a player in the market in the future if we don't remove the artificial limitations on what a farmer can cultivate under appropriate conditions.
Supervisor Ted Williams addressed another of several controversial angles by referring to communication from Dr. Stephanie Larson, director of the University of California Cooperative Extension in Sonoma County. She's that county's range management advisor and wrote that deteriorating market opportunities and the lack of processing for local livestock has forced generational rangelands to be parceled off or left neglected in California. She believes the changes to zoning and the current ordinance might provide better environmental management of current and future cannabis cultivation, along with providing value-added returns for rangeland owners.
Supervisor Haschek and I had a discussion with her yesterday, and she's willing to help advise us on where cultivation in rangeland is appropriate, where it does not, how to mitigate environmental impacts, best practices from other counties, practices that are used in other agricultural endeavors, including grape growing.
The Mendocino County Farm Bureau does not support expansion of cannabis into rangeland without further documentation of environmental impacts and Williamson Act compliance. The Farm Bureau also pointed out that cannabis is not recognized as an agricultural crop by the U.S. Department of Agriculture or the Food and Agriculture Code. And as long as cannabis is federally illegal, according to a letter from the Farm Bureau, it is premature to have the county define cannabis as agriculture. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.